This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this
Tom,
week?
I'm feeling particularly jolly because it's Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not while we're recording this.
This episode comes out Christmas
It comes
Eve.
Out. I mean...
And we're recording this pretty close to Christmas.
Yeah, it's not very far from Christmas
you
Eve.
You listen to other podcasts, Tom. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they're like... All month,
mm-hmm.
they've clearly banked episodes in like September and October for
right.
for December.
Like, ah, it's hot in here.
Yeah, they're like, oh man, it sure is spooky,
yeah.
right? And it's like spooky. What is it, Halloween or something?
Yeah, are you guys watching The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Tom, how do you feel about The Nightmare Before Christmas?
I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
Yeah, all I remember is, what's this? What's this?
I remember the like, it's Halloween, the song about
yeah. that. Yeah, wait, is Christmas a part of, you know what, let's not, because yeah. people are just going to like email us the plot of The Nightmare Before yeah. Christmas, or be like, you know, it's actually good. I'm sure it's good. I'm sure.
It came out at a time where we were of the age where either like you didn't see it or it became your personality.
Right.
There was like kind of no in between. And I think like so many people probably we knew that were just like so over the top about how much they loved it that it like turned me off to it.
Look, you were either a Hot Topic kid mm-hmm. or you were a Sports Authority kid. And me and you, we were Sports Authority
kids. You couldn't
kids.
Get us out of the place.
Yeah. All the equipment and sports team regalia that we had.
To say nothing of the athletic apparel.
Yeah. Yeah, we were your classic high school jocks.
Yeah.
Junior high jocks. Tom,
mm-hmm.
are you caught up on your shots?
Why, are you planning on biting me or something?
No, maybe.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind. No, your flu shot and your COVID vaccine.
I'm not, no.
I got the double dose 2 days ago.
Double
Tom.
Dose.
It almost killed me.
Yeah.
It was almost like I should just get these things. The real deal.
Flu and COVID, yeah. yeah.
No. I recommend everybody get it. Tom, mm-hmm. I've been trying to get these things
yeah.
for a month.
Okay.
Pharmacists are crazy people. Do you know this?
I mean, I always think that it's a weird thing to go to school. For like as long as it takes and become as knowledgeable as you have to be to become a pharmacist to then just like work at CVS.
I know. And like the only way it makes sense is if you're doing illicit things on the side, right?
Yeah. Cause otherwise, what are you doing? You're just like counting pills, putting them in like you're being extra careful that you're not putting the wrong pills in bottles. And like, I don't know. They always say like, oh, talk to your pharmacist. Why the hell would I ever talk to my pharmacist about anything?
Every time I ever pick up a prescription as uh-huh. a pharmacist, which is like not very often.
Right.
There is like, okay, a screen's going to pop up, sign there. Mm-hmm. And it's always like, I asked all the questions I needed answered. And
yeah.
it's like, well, you didn't tell me to ask questions. You didn't tell yeah. me it was like question time. And like, you're not even the pharmacist. You're just the cashier at this point. The pharmacist.
Yeah.
Well, know.
And also like, it's like, they know about like interactions. No, they don't. That thing on the computer pops up if there's like an interaction. Yeah. And then they go, you know, these two, did you tell your, does your doctor know you're taking both of these? I don't know. All right.
So I okay, number one,
mm-hmm.
my wife made an appointment
Uh-huh. To get the shots.
To get the shots. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, after she does it, I'm not going to do it on the same day in case we both get like laid out.
Right.
Someone's going to.
And now you weren't concerned getting this shot after the last two shots killed all those people?
Yeah, I know. Ticking time bomb. anyone who's died since 2021, this has been the cause.
Yeah.
She went to the pharmacy.
I was just thinking about it. I'm sorry to interrupt, but like literally there was like a very sad story about like a news anchor somewhere or a reporter who is like our age that died. And like all the comments were like, yep, it's happening left and right. Like, you know, she was promoting the shot and everything. Turned out the woman committed suicide, jumped in front of a train, and sheesh. People were like, yeah, no, she didn't die from the shot, you morons, you like, stop it. And even if she did, that would be what, one out of
millions yeah. and millions. Yeah. And Tom, mm-hmm. on this show, we don't apologize for interrupting each other. That's the whole thing. That was the first time in 15 years either one of us apologized for interrupting.
Well, because I was like interrupting. I'm like, I'm interrupting to like bring up a like a, kind of a sad story yeah. about somebody that, you know, I don't know, proves people that leave comments on the New York Post are morons.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
So anyway, the pharmacist was uh-huh. like, I'm not going to give you this shot, even though you, like, they were like, we're not giving the shots. Oh. She made an appointment. And
yeah,
went.
Yeah. Oh, so this happened to your wife, not you.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, I'm not going to that place. So I went to another place. And I was like, you give the flu shot and the mm-hmm. COVID booster? And they're like, we're only giving flu shots to elderly people. Okay. Are you elderly? And it's like, Tom, do I look elderly?
Were you hunched over at the time?
I wasn't.
Or was it one of those things where they wanted you to say like, yeah, I'm elderly?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it might have been like even just like they got a weird sense of humor too. The pharmacist.
Pharmacist? Yeah. Okay.
And so I think it might have been like trying to be snarky. Like, oh, you're trying to get the shot that's only for old people? Are you old? And
so, yeah, are you trying
like,
to...
Everybody's telling me to get the goddamn flu shot.
Yeah, and they're like, well, not us.
One time at the supermarket, mm-hmm. Tom, I'm checking out in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. I go after I drop off at daycare sometimes. Mm-hmm. Nobody's in the supermarket. They just open. The lady gave me... I saw a senior discount come up. Uh-huh. And she just went, I don't know how old you are. It's like, yeah, but do you think I'm 25 years older than I actually am?
Yeah. Wow, Tim. Yeah. I had no idea this was happening to you. That so many people are thinking you're an elderly man.
So the other thing this pharmacist
also, how much was that senior discount? Because I
think I was buying an avocado.
Yeah.
Like, it was like.
I'm a millennial. Look what I'm buying, for God's sake. No, I was behind somebody the other day and like, I don't know, they were taking forever. So I was like looking at the screen, you know, see mm-hmm. if I could glean like, well, what's the hold up here? And I saw they had a senior discount on there. I was trying to figure out the percentage because it was like 43 cents on like a $25 thing. I was
that's
like a 1 or 2%. That doesn't seem like it's worth it.
I mean, for someone on a fixed income, you know, now that I think of it, Tom.
If somebody's on a fixed income, they shouldn't go to this expensive supermarket.
Yeah, well, that's New York City for you. I might have gotten the senior discount because whenever I go in there, I pay by personal check.
Okay. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. It's like, no, so the other, so I go to this farm and he's like, no, you know, you're not old.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. He was like, are you old? I was like, no, I'm not old. Mm-hmm. And then, I was like, do you have the latest COVID booster? Mm-hmm. I haven't had a COVID booster in well over a year. Yeah. And he's like,
were you trying to make him think you were younger by asking? I've also been hearing my colleagues talking about the cootie shot. Should I get that?
Something about a circle, circle, dot, dot. Is that?
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty easy procedure.
No, he goes, no, there's no new COVID booster. And I was like, oh, no, like, do you have COVID booster? She's like, yeah, but there's no new one. And I was like, no, I just mean the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, no, like, you're mistaken. There's no new COVID. And it's like, there is a booster that is currently out.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, but you're mistaken. There's no new one. It's like, I'm just asking for the whatever. And then I was like, all right, can I have that one?
I feel like I did hear about like a new booster. And then I did see people online saying like, am I going crazy? Like I'm calling places and they're like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's all a goddamn mess. And then I was like, okay, whatever. Again, can I have the booster? He's like, we're out of them. So whatever. I didn't go there. So I went to another one.
Yeah.
They had it. Mm-hmm. So I go. They had to take me in this back room. I guess they don't want to just like do it in the middle of the store.
Yeah, you
this wasn't a chain.
Yeah, well, you got to take all your clothes off.
Yeah, he tells me to get completely nude.
Get nude head to toe.
No, I had to give them my insurance card. I accidentally gave them my son's insurance card. He's 2.
Oh, you know,
yeah. And so
they were probably like, oh, God, he's got dementia already. Look.
No.
Giving us his grandson's
car.
Like,
he's getting them ready, the flu shot and the COVID. And my son's name is Miles. Tom, you know that.
Yeah.
The pharmacist goes, is your name Tim or Miles? And I was like, oh, it's Tim. Did I give you? He's like, yeah, that's okay. He's like, oh, you got a kid? I was like, yeah. He's like, that's a nice name, Miles. And I was like, yeah, thank you. He's like Miles Teller from Top Gun, Maverick. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. He's like, was he named after Miles Teller?
From Top Gun Maverick?
I was like, that's a weird question, right? For a guy who's about to like, who like you're entrusting to like do a medical procedure.
Sure that it's like kind of a medical procedure.
I don't know. You can't get air in the thing, right? I think he got a little bit of air in it.
Well, maybe that would explain why you're acting the way you are. No, because it's different when it's going into muscle.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get air in a vein.
Yeah. but also, like, it is, like, you have to know, like, I don't know. But, like, Miles Teller? Come on.
I mean, you wanted to name him after Teller from Penn and Teller.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you were asking me, like, how can I get it so my son doesn't talk?
No. That was my biggest fear.
that
I wanted him. Yeah, I wanted him to be really good at sleight of hand.
Right.
But I didn't want him to be silent. But I didn't want him to. I wasn't going to name him Penn because I didn't want him to be that loud.
Right. And like just be like a big loud guy with a little ponytail.
Oh, God. I don't know what I'd do if I had a big loud guy as a son.
You might still wind up with one.
Penn was so rude to me. Sorry.
I always think that that you named your son after Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog. It's his Christian name is Miles.
You always tell me this. Yeah.
Well, would you have rather the pharmacist say, hey, did you name him after Miles or did you name him after Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog?
I don't know. I'd rather him just be like, okay, I'm going to give you the flu shot first. And then I'll give you the COVID shot after that.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, do a lot of people get both of these at the same time? I was wondering how much it was going to like
they hurt.
Rock me, right?
Yeah,
like, I was out of it for 24 hours.
Yeah. Now.
Like, I just crashed. He's like, no. this is the other thing. He had a weird sense of humor that like didn't make sense. He's like, no. Most people don't get both of these at the same time. All of them get them at the same time.
What?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, huh? He's like, every single person that's come in has gotten both of these shots at the same time. I was like, okay, great.
That's an easier way to say it.
Is also most. Yeah. So it's most and then some.
But also, I imagine
I'm angry at like, this guy for like the wrong
asking that guy to, hey, how do most people feel after this? I don't know. I never hear from them again. They could go home and die for all I know.
No. Tom, we're pro vaccine on this podcast.
Says you.
Yeah, you're still worried about that newscaster that was.
What drove her to feel that way?
And what killed Henry Kissinger?
Yeah, the guy looked great the last time I saw him. No, I am pro vaccine, but except when it comes to like having
COVID.
Getting it. I didn't get any of these.
Yeah.
And honestly, what you told me dissuaded me further of like, yeah, it's kind of what I thought.
You got to deal with weird people to do anything
that
they tell you to do. Stinks.
But they also like aren't really telling people to do this, I feel like.
They're telling you to get your flu shot, at least.
They're telling old people to get their flu shot. All these things, they're like, I feel like that is the...
Guess what, Tom?
What?
You don't receive any messages, like, you've blocked all advertising, thus, like, all, like, PSAs don't make it to you. You don't really leave your apartment. You don't go out that much.
I read the news.
Where are you supposed to be hearing about this
stuff?
Well,
where am I going to hear stuff on the street? I'm going to just go up to people and be like, hey, what shot should I get?
They'll come up to you.
They'll tell you which shots you should get. I remember looking into like the latest booster and it just being so confusing that I was like, I guess they're not making a big deal that people should get this.
And then I was like, why don't I go ask a pharmacist? Big fucking mistake.
Yeah. He's going to tell you it doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. And I do feel like I get some like of the vaccine mistrust just because there have been so many like
unexplained deaths.
No, not even that. Just like
those unexplained deaths.
No, just like unclear instructions about things, and then like later, you know, when COVID first started, and then later they were like, "Yeah, we told everybody they need masks because we want them to take all the masks." It's like, what? No, fuck you. All right, now I'm not gonna listen to anything you say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and honestly, what you're telling me now kind of makes part of my brain go like, I should get this booster because it sounds like they don't want people to get it. Mm-hmm. That they're like, we don't have enough to go around, so don't tell people.
I think that is part of it.
I'm sure it is. That it's like, yeah, we have to be real careful. We don't want as many people to go get it as, you know, the height of all this stuff. So do your own research, people. That's what I say.
It's the message here. Yeah. Tom, seeing as it's Christmas week, and we're working on a very tight deadline here, we're doing another lazy episode, Tom. Yeah. A few weeks ago, we did a gauntlet.
You know what? They're lazy, but they're fun.
They're lazy, but fun.
Like
hey,
me.
Some people, you're one of those things. Some people, Tom, claim these are the best episodes ever.
I know. I was thinking about that recently. I was watching something and they were talking about like, like stuff online and like interacting with your audience and stuff. And I always just think that's lazy, but I guess people like it.
Yeah. We're your friend. We are your friends.
We're your best friends.
Yeah. We have a relationship.
We know you as well as you know us.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now do what we say.
Now do our bidding. Tim, do you want to start where we left off last week?
We got to explain.
Oh, all right. Well, I thought you had.
No, I just said we did the gauntlet.
Yeah, people know what the gauntlet is.
We asked our patrons. These are Patreon people. Patreon.com.
Ah, you know what, though? Since we established the gauntlet, the Infinity Gauntlet became a big thing. So people might be thinking, I know what these guys, they're trying to get all those stones so they can have all the power.
Since we established the Infinity Gauntlet was like introduced in like 2010.
No, not in the movies. I mean, it was introduced in the comics way before.
In the movies.
Yeah. Look, yeah, I guess it was in that first Thor movie, but I don't know if they said it was the Infinity Gauntlet.
That's my favorite movie of all time. You know that.
Anyway, the gauntlet.
Yeah. So we do a different topic every week, and we said, "Hey guys, let's audition some topics.
Mm-hmm.
You throw some topics our way.
Yeah.
We'll rate them, see if they're worthy of being a future episode for us, and if they're not, you can go to hell and take your fucking topic with you.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, on the way to hell.
The door to hell. The door leads to hell.
From earth to hell.
All right, you've explained it.
Is it at the top of the staircase, do you think, or at the bottom of the staircase?
I think it's at the bottom. Just because sometimes it's locked. So sometimes you've walked all the way down to hell and it's locked.
Oh, there's a lot of staircases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so you got to walk all the way back up and then find another one. And what's your reward when you find the right one?
Going to hell.
Hell.
Yeah.
Stinks.
And it's not as good as people make it out to be.
Tom, so we established, we went through a bunch a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I think the Thanksgiving week episode.
Yeah,
we
like a month
similarly
ago.
Similarly lazy. We compiled an A list and a B list that we'll eventually cover. We actually covered one of them already, Tom. Pop-Tarts, we did already.
Yeah. Look at this. The business in action.
Yeah. So we're going to go through some more of these suggestions, and we'll see, will they become future episode topics?
Will they make the A list, the B list, or the D list?
The H list. The hell list.
Where do we leave off?
Tom, we left off with Quentin.
Okay.
Who suggested secret rooms.
Mm.
What would you put in yours? How would you access it?
What I would put in it, I mean, realistically, if I had a secret room, what I would put in it is like provisions like to survive, right? Like I'm thinking a secret room as like a bunker. I mean, that's the most practical use. But if you wanted to just have like a fun secret room, right?
Yeah. Does secret room imply it's small, like it's almost like a closet, like a walk-in closet?
I mean, I think that would be the realistic thing, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, I've seen things online where people have like quote unquote secret rooms, and it's really just, you know, When I bought this house, I put a bookcase in front of one of the doorways, so now half the house is a secret room.
Yeah. Wait, you see where do you see that?
Online. On YouTube. Hell?
You gotta get offline, dog.
No, I'm looking at secret rooms, Tim. I'm weighing all the options.
See, you and I, we live in New York City apartments.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, if I had a secret room, I'd just like put some of my stuff in it.
Well,
and
have
use
you
it
ever
as another
heard
room.
that's like apparently a very common recurring dream amongst New York City residents? The idea of finding like a secret room.
I've had
room.
That dream.
Yeah, I have too. That like one
we
day
we should just move to a different place.
Reoccurring dream that like one day you're like, wait, what? I've never looked in this door in my apartment, and you open it up and there's a whole other room. I was actually on Roosevelt Island recently for an unrelated like ghost tour, and somebody was pointing out there was a building that and I saw this, like a person that lived in this building had gone viral on TikTok because they I forget what it was, but they like had something in their apartment that they're like, I never checked what's behind here. And then, and it led to another apartment, like an abandoned apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, if they didn't post this TikTok, they would have had two apartments seemingly.
Yeah, I saw. Did you ever find out the real story behind it?
No.
It was just like, I think like an apartment that was going to be renovated the next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That kind of
it
made sense.
It was something
not
like
a permanent.
Why would somebody hide this?
Yeah.
Unless it was full of dead bodies.
Right. Even then, they would just get rid of the bodies and sell it.
Yeah. But if I had a home, if I had all the space I needed for my stuff,
yes.
Secret room, guns.
As a guy who doesn't like guns, but if you had a secret room, you'd have it full of guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to have a secret room with like an arcade or like a bar.
Yeah.
Something like that.
A speakeasy.
Yeah, a man cave.
Oh, I love a speakeasy.
A speakeasy, yeah. I waited and did not go in for a while when I was in Mexico City. There was like some like a well-regarded cocktail bar that the way you got in was through a refrigerator.
Yeah, I don't know. That's dangerous, too. That's teaching people to go into refrigerators.
This was actually, like, I was surprised because, you know, you hear about these things nowadays and it's like, yeah, you know, it's a gimmick or whatever. This was well done enough that, like, when we got to the place, I think we didn't even know it was, like, a secret bar. It's like, what the how? And like, finally, we like saw somebody come out of the refrigerator. It's like, I mean, we
must have been playing hide and seek.
Well, and also we were, you know, in Mexico, not speaking fluent Spanish.
Yeah.
So that helped. It helped them keep it a secret from us, at least when we were like, ¿Dónde está el, secret bar.
Tom, do you think this has legs? I think it's a
secret rooms. Yeah, sure. Why not? It'd be a fun hypothetical, and we could talk about some of.
I'd like to hear more about your internet viewing. I think there's a lot. There was a guy. Remember, we went off on a secret rooms tangent years ago, and then there was a guy that kept writing in. I think he's still around.
Yeah,
he was just like, "Hey, I was inspired by your secret room chat, so I built my own secret." And he'd like send us pictures and stuff. I would do this episode topic just to have this guy resurface and
Maybe he's been in that secret room ever since then.
Yeah. You'd make it into a goon room, wouldn't you? A goon cave?
Goon cave, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Videos that I don't know. Maybe you can find these if you search for them based on what I'm going to describe. But fantastic YouTube videos about secret rooms. One about this guy who is a fugitive and hid inside of a secret compartment in a Toys R Us for months while he was on the lam, and would like at night go and like play in the Toys R Us. And like, I think even they like, he got found at one point, and they like chased him back to the Toys R Us, but then he like disappeared and they were like, what? Where'd he go? And they like tore the place apart to find him.
He played in the Toys R Us?
He had a secret room inside the Toys R Us.
Yeah, but he would get out and like play in the...
At night,
Was he a toddler?
No, he was just a bored guy that lived in a Toys R Us. Well, a bored fugitive. And then there's also this amazing video about a guy that basically built an apartment inside of a mall that nobody knew about. Like, he scouted the mall as it was being built and was like, there's like a
the late 80s, early 90s. That seems like
this was 2000s. I think.
Well, that's depressing as hell. Do you want to set foot in a mall for any reason?
No, you didn't have to go in the mall to get to the secret room. Basically, he found like a void space as they were building, and then like I think went in there one weekend and like built a wall with a door, and just everybody was like, I guess that's
the door's there.
like who would have done
this?
You don't
question a door. Yeah. What psychopath would
and
you
then
still?
For years just had access
easy access to the Cheesecake Factory.
He couldn't get into the mall,
but he was mall adjacent.
Yeah, that's true.
Tom, you keep every time I bring up the mall aspect of it, you're like, Tim, you're missing the point. But then this is just a room. You keep mentioning
that. Yeah,
it
just kind of made a room.
It's no different than if it's just a one room shack in the woods. If we're discounting the fact that it's attached to the
mall. I think there was something where it was like it was like kind of like an artist space type thing. Like this person was an artist.
Okay.
And then they like had a visiting artist in town. They were like, well, let me show you this cool thing I did. And like when they showed them was when they got busted by the cops.
Can't show anybody your
secret
room.
Don't show anybody. Yeah. Maybe me and Tim both have multiple secret rooms and we're just keeping up the facade.
Tom, you've said too much. Tom?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a fruitful topic.
Yes.
It's made the A-list. Quentin, you've escaped hell. And as we mentioned before, this doesn't guarantee you'll go to heaven.
No.
We don't have a deal with God in that
way. No, he's not involved in this.
Yeah. Keith. All right, he's trying to drive a wedge here. Which
well,
is
he's
better.
Also got multiple questions here.
Yeah, okay. Keith, the sheer number of these, Keith's going to hell.
Right.
Maybe some of the topics will make it to the A-list or the B-list. Probably not.
Yeah.
Which is better, Randy Newman or Superman comics?
I've never read a Randy Newman comic, so I think I'm going to have to go with Superman.
London versus New York.
Well, we live in one of those cities. London's great, though.
London stinks.
I mean, New York stinks, too.
Yeah, that's true. How did Tom make the decision financially and personally to move to writing to full-time?
I mean, when I started writing, I had been laid off. So
desperation.
So financially, I didn't really have to make a decision because I wasn't making any money. And
I assume this he misnamed me in this one.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is, why doesn't Tim mock him for this choice?
Oh yeah, you wrote, why isn't Tom? Why would you mock me for
successfully following your dream?
Yeah, for becoming a writer. You idiot! Why don't you get an office job?
You did a thing you wanted to do and it worked. For you, fucking loser. Finally, why hasn't one of Tom's books been read for Books the Podcast, which is our Patreon podcast,
mm-hmm.
or a book written by one of your patrons? I don't know if any of our patrons have written books. Yeah. If you're a patron and you're listening, or if you're a listener.
And you're, a listener, become a patron.
Become a patron. And then write message a book. Us. Yeah. What am I going to, make jokes about Tom's book?
Yeah.
I can't read.
And and same thing, if one of our patrons wrote a book, like, we wouldn't want to, like, shit on a patron's book, or or even if we loved it, it would feel like we're, I don't know. No, but no patrons asked us to do that. I don't like having my work,
read.
No, critically discussed, because any problem somebody's gonna point out to me, I know that problem 1,000 times more, and that's something I'm trying to do better.
So trust me, if we read Meta for mm-hmm. Books the Podcast, it'd be a 4-week long commercial for Tom's book.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No, Tom.
Or
that book has to stand on its merits.
Or a 4-week long PSA against it.
Yeah. Also, I think Tom's lame for becoming a writer.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tom, back to the gauntlet. I pointed out to you.
Mm-hmm.
That we've only gotten through two.
Right.
And we have a lot to go. So quit trying to have conversations.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Say
it's my
jokes
fault.
And stuff. All right, Holly Holly asks, could we get your take on the slap?
Now, which slap is she talking about?
Holly, could you write back in and be a little bit more specific?
Yeah.
There's a lot of slaps.
Sounds interesting.
All right, Lindsay, all these people are asking too many things. Lindsay, all right, what unsolved mystery would you like to see solved? That's not a whole episode.
Yeah.
I hate unsolved mysteries.
You want them solved.
I want every mystery solved. Yeah. Tell me what happened.
Tell me what happened about everything.
I started rewatching Twin Peaks: The Return.
Oh.
For a guy who hates unsolved mysteries. I love that show.
I would like to see just the mystery of UFOs solved. Any paranormal. What's going on?
Ghosts? Yeah. Would you believe it? How could you be convinced that something was definitively solved?
If God told me.
All right. Why are birds so smart? These are just questions.
Yeah.
I don't know, because they got GPS in their brains.
Best type of pasta. We haven't done a pasta episode, have we?
Yeah, I'm going to put pasta on the A-list. Yeah, pasta's not bad.
Rank all 50 states. Eh. Taylor Swift.
No, we should do like a Sufjan Stevens.
To only get through a few and then
only
give
get
up.
Through two. Yeah.
Taylor Swift part two. That's not bad because it was a while ago we talked about Taylor.
I think we need some more Taylor Swift discourse.
Yeah.
In
society. People aren't talking about her.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking about how. That was like by far our top listened episode on Spotify, because for a long time when you search Taylor Swift on Spotify, our podcast episode about her would come up like pretty high in the ranks.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, Tom, pro or con?
Pro, but with some cautions. Yeah. With some like, all right, come on. All right. We know what's up. We know what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm pro Taylor, but come on, enough with, you know what? This is such an effective thing that people do sometimes, where it's like Taylor Swift is like still to this day like somehow like an underdog story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. Well,
one day I hope she makes it.
Yeah.
And then how come in Home Alone when Kevin set up the fake party, why didn't the Wet Bandits notice that there were no cars in the driveway or the street? Because the Wet Bandits are fucking morons. That's why.
They're morons. And also, Harry knew something was up. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like, well, let's call it a day. Pack it in. They're having a party. And also, people have neighbors.
Yeah.
But Harry did know that all the neighbors were away.
Yeah.
Look, they knew I'm sick of Home Alone plot holes.
They knew at least somebody was home. They knew something was up and they didn't want to risk it right then.
Right.
Like, they might not have believed it was a full-on party, but it was enough for them to be like, eh.
Watch that scene again. Harry's like, all right, we're leaving, but like,
yeah.
Something's fishy here.
Yeah. Eric, waffles and pancakes. That's a good topic.
Yeah. We've done breakfast foods, I think.
Yeah, but not specifically waffles and
I'm
pancakes.
I'm putting that on the B list.
Okay.
We're doing well here. Wait, hold on. Is
what?
Is Lindsay going to hell? No, because she got pasta on the A list. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I inform all the on Christmas Eve. On our Christmas episode,
yeah.
I want to just make sure that I'm clear telling people that they're going to hell or not.
Yeah, I skipped over. Carrie here said, I'm surprised you guys haven't done Treehouse of Horrors for a Halloween month episode, but besides that, which season and or episode of The Simpsons is your favorite? I mean, people have always said, do The Simpsons, and it's like,
I got too much to say. I know we used to have a thing of like, oh, we can't be funny about a thing that's supposed to be.
Yeah, now I think Simpsons, we'd be too critical. And
Simpsons is a cultural institution. Like,
yeah.
Doing The Simpsons is no different than doing like a Taylor Swift episode.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe we will do The Simpsons.
Who's better, The Simpsons or Taylor Swift? The Simpsons would also
be apples
like,
and oranges.
Remember when everybody hated the Foo Fighters episode?
Exactly. People would be like, oh, they're talking about like specific writers and like half season.
If we actually know about something,
you don't want to hear
it. You don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite episode and or season? Impossible.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Like, I can think of some of my favorite jokes, but, like, I don't know. I was just thinking the other day about, what does he even say it in reference to? But I'm seeing double. Four.
It's Homer and Krusty there, and he said, and Homer's dressed as Krusty. He said, I'm seeing double four Krustys. That's Homie the Clown.
Oh, okay.
That episode. Tom, I will say,
this is like a little peek of what you would get, just encyclopedic knowledge.
And like my favorite seasons, I think, are the ones where Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein were the showrunners. So I think that was 7 and 8.
Okay.
But really, if you're thinking about it critically, like tail end of 2 into season 3, they're like, it's before it went off the rails. So it's still grounded with like stakes.
Yeah.
And like, but that's the absurd humor is like bleeding in a little bit.
Popularity too.
Yeah. It's, and then everything in between.
Yeah.
People said it got good again now. It didn't. It's bad.
AS suggested biggest regret in life. AAS, you're listening to it.
What, the podcast?
Yeah.
The way we've been doing it for 15 years.
I know, because we made the deal with that guy.
Regret. I mean, regrets would be a good episode. You know, I was thinking, Tom. You know,
yeah,
when
like
people say,
biggest regret's hard, but also like if you actually got somebody's biggest regret, it's going to be a sad thing. But like smaller regrets are funny.
You can have regrets, and I think regrets, like, it's helpful. Because, you know, when people say, like, no regrets, right?
Yeah.
You're like, you're just reckless, right?
Yeah.
But also, I've been thinking lately, if you're happy with your life, and you believe in a sliding doors philosophy of life.
Yeah, that if something went different.
Like, or a butterfly effect.
Yeah,
right?
If you didn't catch that bus, everything would go differently.
So it's like, if I'm happy with the way my life is right now, there are things that I didn't do as well as I should have, but had I changed anything, any of these regrets, I might not be in the same place.
Yeah.
I'm happy. And yeah, I might be a millionaire, but I might be sad.
Right. You could be even happier.
Yeah, I might be happier. I might be sadder.
And it might make you regret everything that you've done.
AS, you're going to hell.
Regrets I would put on the B list, maybe.
Yeah, I like
low stakes regrets.
What's one regret that you have low stakes?
Like not checking my spam folder when I was cast in Batman, The Dark Knight Rises as an extra. Things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Not telling a grandparent you love them before they pass.
Regrets? I've had a few, and they're all about Gmail. Alicia said, where are we at with the triumphant return of the particular type of asshole you didn't know existed until the New York Times pointed out to you? There was one recently.
It was an old segment we used to do. Tom would read the New York Times, become infuriated
about
somebody was living life differently than...
It wasn't that somebody was living their life differently. It was that
this guy owns an ice cream shop. What an asshole.
No, it wasn't things like that. There was one recently. You know what? I'm not going to mention it because maybe we will do it.
No, just give a teaser.
A teaser. It was like a profile of like a tech CEO.
Okay.
And it's like things like that.
That's a particular type of asshole that I think I know exists.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the thing. Like, the New York Times used to have profiles about people that was like, I didn't know this type of person existed.
Also, when we were doing that, it was like 10 plus years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, the second one of these profiles hits these days.
Yeah, a million people.
Everybody's social mediaing about it.
Everybody
about
copied
it
us.
Yeah. We had all the ideas first.
Yeah.
And I think what people need to realize is that we need to get credit and royalties and money for this.
Nobody had thought of making fun of something in the newspaper before we came up with that idea.
Yeah. So pay us our newspaper money.
We want a chunk of subscriptions.
Yeah.
Which I hear are bigger than ever now. Connor suggested Dan Aykroyd. We should do an episode about Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, that guy's a psycho.
Yeah, I'd love to dive deep into Dan.
He's going on the B list.
Do a Danny A deep dive.
Yeah, we'll start with My Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right into Nothing But Trouble.
And we'll get to the Crystal Skull Vodka and all that. Richie says, I know it's not exactly in the zeitgeist anymore, but Lost comes up every so often on the pods. Maybe given Tom's recent engagement playing a wedding. Two different versus like maybe Tom would have some things to say about this.
The TV show Lost, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I feel has disappeared from the zeitgeist, like as he said, but it has like disappeared from the cultural conversation completely.
Yeah,
for something that was such a phenomenon.
I think it's not easily accessible on streaming anymore. It's probably on Hulu, right?
Disney? It's on something. Yeah.
I think it wasn't for a minute, and maybe that led to it falling out a little bit.
You know what the thing is? It doesn't like. I would like to do a rewatch, but it's like, this is like, how many episodes?
So, like, 100 episodes, 100 and something?
Yeah.
I would love, like, that's something where I wish, I mean, maybe this has happened, but I would love for somebody to, like, go in with a butcher's knife and make an edit of, I'm going to take out the stuff that didn't go anywhere. And that wasn't entertaining. Some stuff didn't go anywhere, but was still entertaining.
Yeah.
And I would like that. But yeah, the other stuff.
That's the thing. Like, I was reading a thing the other day about the episode, The Constant.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'd really like to rewatch that episode because mm-hmm. I know it's like mostly self-contained.
Yeah, yeah.
And like really beautiful and well novel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I just remember it being like mind blowing, particularly in the context of what was going on.
Yeah, the regular show.
Even though it was like fairly standalone.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to watch that and just be like, well, I'm only getting half of the effect here.
Yeah.
Like, I should watch the other 117 episodes of Lost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard to do.
I recently rewatched an old, two old Doctor Who episodes from the David Tennant era.
Yeah.
The first David Tennant era. And they were good. They held up better than I thought. Special effects look like garbage. But
who cares about special effects?
Oh, yeah. It didn't really matter. Mm. But it was just funny watching because it was like, oh, I remember at the time thinking these special effects look good and now they look bad. Yeah. But I mean, those were like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, and they held up. They were good.
Lost has 121 episodes.
Wow.
Maybe we should just do a weekly rewatch.
No.
That'll last...
the next 2 years of our show will just be a Lost podcast.
Yeah. Hey, and you guys will all have Richie to thank for it. Planning a wedding. I think that's a good one. Are you going to plan a wedding, Tom?
Yeah. I mean, I'm required to if I want to have one. But I think I'm too in the weeds.
Do you have a DIY mindset to it? Do you need me to like craft anything for you?
I'd like mason jar stuff. I'd like you to write both of our vows, please.
Yeah, that's cool. I got a lot of mason jars, Tom. Are you having a mason jar style wedding?
Tim, I think every place that we went to see, every venue, they were like, you can't have candles here.
Huh.
Yeah. I was thinking you want to put candles in those jars.
I mean, there's a lot you can do with mason jars. They're a very versatile crafting element.
Yeah, and then Vanessa said, second this, as someone in the thick of wedding planning, I'd love to hear how Tom is managing. I don't know.
How are you managing?
Not well.
Really?
Feel like simultaneously not getting anything done, but feeling an insane amount of stress about it.
Just remember this, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to you and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else gives a shit.
I mean, certain things people don't give a shit about, but people give a shit about having
like
a good time
basic
or not.
Hospitality stuff.
Yeah. Well, but I think like you do have to do a decent amount to just like make sure people have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, like, oh, yeah, certain decorate, because, like, some places we saw, they were like, oh, we, like, have all these chairs, but if you want to bring in your own chairs, we can accommodate. And, like, you're things like that, yeah. I'm like, no.
Unless the chairs have, like, nails in them.
Some of these had nails. Only, like, half of them.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to roll the dice.
50% or less
yeah.
have nails in them. Don't rock the boat.
Exactly. It's fine. Why would we bring in our own chairs? So I get what you're saying as far as like, yeah, we're not stressing like super small details, but still stressed about like we want, you know, it to be a fun time yeah. for everybody.
How are you going to, at what point is the part where like you take the garter off?
She sits in the chair. We're going to do it a few times throughout the night.
Okay, great. That was going to be my suggestion.
Yeah.
Everyone really likes that. Doesn't find it awkward and weird.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a rare thing at weddings nowadays, but not completely not done. I've been to a few weddings where that's happened, and yeah, it's never not been awkward. Vanessa, oh, I already said that. Seconded that. David asks, what's your favorite swear words?
That's not a good episode.
Oh, yeah. But I think I might have said, like, you can also ask questions.
You shouldn't have done that, Tom.
I'm not ruining
everything.
I'm not one of those people. I probably shit. I think I like shit a lot.
You like shit a lot, that's for sure. Yeah, sicko. I think fuck probably is a fun
Why,
one to say.
Tim.
It's the hard K is such a funny sound.
Yeah. We're gonna have to edit all that out.
Remember when James Lipton used to be like, what's your favorite?
I do
and
remember.
And then, like, Kevin Spacey would think for a long time.
Yeah.
And then say something which he thought was a lot more charming than it was. You ever get the sense that before he was disgraced, Kevin Spacey thought he was a lot more charming than everybody else thought he was? Like, he was always lobbying to host the Academy Awards by, like, participating in bits on the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, you were like a two-time Academy Award. Like, they're not going to hire you, man. They don't think you're charming enough.
Yes, he definitely thought he was a lot more charming than everybody else did, but, like, not by that much. Like, it was still enough that he got cast in tons of things and got trotted out at those award ceremonies to, like, be in sketches and stuff. So enough people found him charming that... But yeah, and I think it's also one of those things, like, in light of learning a lot more about him, of like, oh, now I get what that whole thing is about, the like charming,
right,
offensive, that this is like part of you being an awful person. Nick said, I think I've recommended this a few times. Spies, crazy CIA plots, Cold War stories, Chinese spying, etc. Yeah, I mean, I love all that stuff. I think it probably would have to be like somewhat narrowed in scope,
yeah.
You know?
I don't like any of that stuff.
Or like me and you would have to like go to the spy museum together and then do an episode.
Or a spy shop and get a lot of cool gadgets.
Yeah.
Do some spying of our own.
Yeah, do
start
some
a private
operations.
Investigator.
Yeah, we'll take any case.
Company going. That'd be fun, Tom.
Yeah.
We're both cowards.
Right. That's the best kind of detective.
Nick, you're not going to hell. You're purgatory, because like yeah. we gotta workshop that one. Thanks for the modeling clay. We gotta mold it ourselves. Patrick, should I get into this?
Probably not. Did Tim go to the Hall of Fame show? No.
But do you know what happened, Tom?
Is it interesting?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Kind of interesting.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah, happens at the Barclays Center, very close to both of our homes.
Yeah, and I was like, Tom, do you want to go? And you, as with everything, you're like, probably not. I'd rather just sit home and jack off again.
You know, I'm almost finished with my secret goon cave.
And I was like, come on, we can get tickets on StubHub, you know. And you were like, if they're under $10, I'll go. Because you're also famously a cheapskate.
Uh-huh.
And It's like, all right. So the night of, all the tickets were around like $50.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Tom's definitely going to be out. Yes. Cheapskate McGee.
It's quintuple what he wanted to pay.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'll stay home. But then I kept it open, and my wife was telling me, like, we put our son to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, just go alone. And I was like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I texted friend of the show.
She's always trying to get you out of, get rid of you.
Yeah, exactly. So we start watching.
She didn't even know what you were looking. Why didn't you go?
It was live streaming on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. I don't think I knew that.
And I was like, let me watch this.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up with Sheryl Crow playing the best Sheryl Crow song, which is?
Every Day is a Winding Road?
No.
All I Want to Do?
If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad? And I texted friend of the show, Christine. I was like, we blew it.
Yeah.
We should have gone to the Hall of Fame. She's like, I'm here. I'm alone. I just bought a ticket on StubHub and came. And I was like, idiot. And then she's not an idiot.
You're the idiot.
Well, she was like, I wish I had known you wanted to go. It's like, of course I wanted to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, like, then she's texting me every 10 minutes, like, I'm alone, I'm bored, please come here.
And my wife told me to go. Boring.
But then I didn't go.
Wow. Great story.
Tom, you didn't want it to be a good story. It had another character from our orbit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like story. I thought I was going to come back into it. I was going to save the day in the end. Patrick, you're going to hell.
No, you were sent to heaven. I made a deal with God.
Ginger asked, New York Times games, crossword, spelling bee, Wordle, tiles, connections, mini crossword.
Mini crossword sucks. We can all agree.
And then also asked, who would win at axe throwing, Tim or Tom? I think we're both bad at axe throwing.
Yeah, we were both fine. Like, we both surprisingly got the axe to stick into the board every
time.
But
I think, no, I didn't. Oh, maybe I did.
I have no idea how I did it.
I've been bad at it. It's usually one of those things where, like, I go and it's like, I don't know, throughout the day you get to, like, throw it 20 times. Like, the 18th time is when I'll finally get the hang of it. And I'm like,
I just remember I've gone one time, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I lucked out that, like, where I was standing and the way I threw it, like, there was enough. I don't understand how it works, the physics of it, like how you know.
Yeah,
how many...
you like have to get the feel to it. And then once you have the feel.
And that day,
yeah,
just the way I was doing it, it stuck every time. It wasn't a bullseye every time.
Right, but it stuck every time.
But it stuck every time.
I'd be better at you at archery, though.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm pretty good.
I haven't done archery since Ryan McCaslin's birthday party in fourth grade.
I have good aim. I'm good at shooting, no matter what it is.
Did you go skeet shooting with us that one time?
Yeah, I wasn't good at that. But I'm good at still targets. I went rifle shooting, like target shooting a few years ago. And like everybody in the place was like, oh, this guy.
And you shot him.
No, they couldn't believe that I wasn't like a good old boy like they were.
Yeah. Are you ever afraid that someone's just going to go nuts in one of those places? I mean, I guess like somebody else would take him out.
Yeah, like definitely a little bit. But, I mean, I'm nervous around guns.
Yeah.
Just the fact that they're...
I don't like guns. Yeah. Remember that one time we went on... Was it Thanksgiving night?
Thanksgiving Eve, I think, yeah.
We went, and friend of the show, Dan, was with us, Dan Deacon.
Yeah.
And one time I went paintballing with him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, after we had gotten, like, all these speeches, this is in high school, about how you don't shoot people at close range, he just walked up to me and shot me in the dick from, like, 3 inches away.
So you're afraid he was going to do that with a rifle?
I could see Dan just being, like, as a joke, shooting me in the gut with a shotgun.
We didn't have shotguns. We had rifles. Shotgun, somebody you had would a have shotgun. Been oh, yeah. Somebody did bring a shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff. Yeah. Different Jeff brought a shotgun. I don't know. You found it or something? I don't know. Nathan said Bluey. I don't know any. I know a little bit about. I know that Bluey exists, but I don't really know anything about Bluey.
Bluey's a good
cartoon.
Show.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've heard it's good. I heard parents like it. You know, it's like one of those like if my kids like Bluey, it's fine.
Yeah, parents like it not because it's like hey, we snuck sex jokes into it, but like it's more like this will wreck you emotionally, and your kids will still think it's like goofy as hell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like they're all like 9 minutes long. Like one of those where it's like, ah, great.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I feel like I'm kind of glad. I feel like things are moving a little bit away from like just sneaking sex jokes into kids' things to make parents like them. To like, I feel like more parents nowadays are like, look, just don't make a thing that's just like trying to sell my kid toys constantly. Like I get eventually that's what you're after, but like I don't know, be a little subtle about it and be like just not grating and annoying.
Yeah,
and I'll be happy with that. Don't have any characters whose voices are like and then that's fine.
Yeah. Tom, two things.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame story to be good, so you gave nothing back, and then you were criticizing the whole time. Number two, Ginger's New York Times game suggestion
oh, right.
is a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't play any of them, but
well,
but
that's
because sure
you're
you
a
do.
Freaking moron.
Tim, I'm busy doing stuff.
You're busy in your goon game.
Said doodling on the newspaper.
Those New York Times.
If they
games,
wanted, if they wanted something to be in the newspaper, they print it in the first place. That's my stance about games in the
Connections
newspaper.
Connections is a fun game, Tom. I think you'd like it.
Yeah, I got into Wordle when everybody else did for a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm not completely opposed to games, but give me Call of Duty. Something patriotic.
So, well, you like to play as the other side, right?
I like to play as the terrorist. No, actually, Call of Duty, I've rarely played. I don't like playing like online games, but I like got the, maybe not the latest, but the one before Call of Duty, like it came for free with like PlayStation Plus. And I played, and the whole time I'm playing, I'm going like, did I play this game already?
Tom, games are a waste of time. Video games are a waste of time.
Newspaper games.
Brain-building newspaper games, Tom.
Are they brain-building? They've done studies?
They have done studies that if you do crosswords, you can stave off dementia.
Oh, all right.
Which, like, sign me up.
Yeah. And then sign me up again in case I forgot. What?
Cheap shot. John asks, have you talked about the slap before?
Once again, what's
please be more specific. There are a lot of slaps.
Yeah.
Right back in. Avery suggests public transit in other cities.
That's an interesting angle because I think we both have a lot to say about public transit compared to our public transit.
And also,
good and bad.
Yeah. Where it's like, you made this needlessly confusing, Seattle.
Yeah, I've never been to Seattle, so I don't know. Everything's from the Space Needle, though.
Yeah, you have to go to the Space Needle to get anywhere. you got to take a cab to the Space Needle or drive your personal car to the Space Needle.
And you have to go all the way up, all the way back down. Yeah, because I feel like I think we did a Subway episode probably like a decade ago. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm too close to like New York City transit to, I think, to like have.
Yeah, there's a subway stop not too far from.
Yeah,
here.
And a bus stop, a few bus stops. But like, I wouldn't know where to begin. I guess talking about it.
How often do you take public transit these days?
Not super often.
When's the last time you've been on a bus? I don't go on the bus a lot. I had to go on the bus tomorrow, and I've been like. nervous.
You know what? I was going to take the bus last week, actually.
What if there's gang activity on the bus?
I wasn't worried about gang activity, but the bus is like unreliable enough that I was like, I was going somewhere relatively quick and coming back. And I was like, but if I take my car, I'm going to have to find parking. But it got to a point where, like, I didn't have time for the bus. So I was like, I'm going to take my car. And I found parking easily there and easily when I came back. And I was like, they should get rid of the buses. It's easy enough to find parking.
Tom, we're running low on time here. Yeah. Should we just do all of the rest of them, though?
Well, let's see the plugs, and then we can do more.
Okay.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgtu.com. You can find all our links to our subreddit, our Discord, our social media. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
You follow me at your pal, Tim.
I think we're getting into Threads. I think Threads is where I'm going to hang my hat.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So follow me there. Wow. Tim's speechless. Tim,
I'm trying to figure out because I've resisted engaging with Threads at all. Yeah. I've never seen the platform. I don't have the app.
Oh,
I've never seen a thread.
Yeah, it kind of just looks like Twitter or anything else.
I just can't. I don't want to get involved.
Yeah, they won't give you an account after.
Yeah,
what
I know. Meta is very, very stingy about who they give accounts to.
All right. No. Well, Tim doesn't want to get involved.
It just seems like signing up for a social media site in 2023 is like almost 2024, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I doing? I'm trying to get away from this stuff all the time.
Well, I mean, if you are.
Sign up for a new one?
Yeah. Well, hey, it's up to you. Look, I'm not telling you.
You were the one that originally got me involved in all this stuff. You were the one who sent me the original Friendster invite that I got.
Social media, huh? I guess I'll give this a try.
Ruin my whole goddamn life. Man, that's a regret.
Yeah, there you go. The internet. And you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide. Right now, it's still the most gumptiful time of the year. We're finishing up Gump & Co., the triumphant end of the triumphant sequel to the triumphant Forrest Gump. You can listen to the
Forrest Grump.
You can listen to the new episode and all the past episodes. You can get ad-free episodes. You can get episodes early. All that stuff. Patreon.com/complete guide. All right, we've got.
There was a thing I was gonna say that wasn't true.
Okay,
and I stopped saying it. That's why there was that pause. Did you look? You were looking at me like, yeah, it looked like I was about to speak. Right?
Well, are you gonna say it anyway now?
No.
Okay. Well, good thing you brought it up.
I just wanted to explain the pause. Tom, stop doing all this stuff of like, oh, you're ruining the show with a boring story.
I'm not saying, Tim, you're projecting. I didn't say you're ruining the show with a boring story.
I'm projecting because I think you ruined the show with the boring stories. Yes, in that respect, yes.
I guess in that respect, sure. Guilty as charged. Eric said I look like Brick Tamlin in the artwork. Okay. That's not.
You don't have to read that kind of stuff, Tom.
Well,
you're wasting time. Wasting valuable airtime. Time is money, my friend.
Hauke said college stories, especially the t-shirt underpants guy, but also more unreleased stuff.
First of all, this guy is just requesting we do an episode that we already did.
Yeah, he just wants to hear it again.
Tell the same story again.
Yeah.
Tom, in 2009, you told a story about a college
that
roommate that
world.
You had that wore a t-shirt as underpants. Yeah. We've gotten more of a response to this nonsensical story that I don't think even happened.
It doesn't even make any sense. I bet my life on it.
Than anything ever.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. It's occupied more of my brain than anything.
How did he wear a t-shirt as underpants?
It was because I left. Somebody IM'd me and said, hey, we got pizza. So I went and got some pizza. And my roommate, I he had made our place into a goon cave, even though that phrase didn't exist yet. And so I knew that's
if you leave the room for more than 2 minutes,
he's gonna start beating off.
Okay,
so I tried to preemptively be like, hey, I'm going to Eric's room to get pizza, I'm gonna be right back, like, please don't start beating off, and then I'm gonna walk
that
in
last
on
part
him.
Was subtext.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I came back and I was gone for, it was a slice of fucking like Domino's, so it was like a small slice even, so it was very quick. And I didn't like these people. I just want pizza for
you
free.
Didn't, oh, you didn't like them?
No. I didn't like a lot of people.
You don't
I
like anyone.
To, not really.
It's a defense mechanism.
So I came back and I went to open the door and it was locked. And I was like, ah. But I guess like unintentionally, I didn't make a lot of noise. So I'd put my key in and open it. And I opened the door and my roommate was staying in between our two beds, pulling up his pants, and I could see he had a like undershirt that he had turned upside down, and he was wearing that as underwear with his legs through the armholes.
You can't fit your legs through the armholes.
Yeah, you can. I mean, if you like squeeze, if you like are, and it depends on the undershirt. I'm just telling you, that's what he had on, and that was like one of the least weird things this guy did.
I know. I get it.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Now, if I poked holes in that story and said that was boring, oh yeah, that was worth.
Well,
telling.
It wasn't boring. People are asking about it.
And now people are asking. 20 years over later, a decade later.
So yeah,
our friend did the same thing. Our she went to the show that we were talking about going to.
Yeah.
Regrets, my friend.
Wait, what's my regret?
My regret is doing this fucking show with you. You were right.
But my story, your story is just, I wanted to go to a thing and I didn't. And it turned out a friend went to the thing.
Yeah.
Like the moral of
and your
the moral
story
of your story is yeah, you should have done it.
I'm telling a lie about a guy doing a physically impossible thing.
Why and how would I even come up with that?
I wish
I was creative enough to come up with like a, because the thing is, like, he wasn't beating off. Like, I would have a story of like, yeah, and he was furiously, like, it was just weird where it was just like, and it also made sense because the guy never did laundry, that it was like,
why
oh,
didn't you just wear no underpants?
I don't know. Maybe he had been doing that. Maybe this is the first time he tried it, and it was like bad timing. Maybe he put
I just
it,
don't understand what the implication is.
What do you mean the implication? The implication was that he was wearing an undershirt as underpants.
But for what reason?
Presumably, he was out of underpants and put on a t-shirt. And like you're saying, you don't get how his legs would like it. It was not fit well. Like I think the armholes were like near his knees.
Right. So how did he get the pants on?
Just like held up the t-shirt and then pulled his pants up. And then, you know, cinched a belt. As soon as I saw this, Tim, I closed the door and left.
Right.
That well, was
your mistake for going into a locked room when you knew what that guy was capable of.
I thought he would just be beating off. I didn't know he'd be doing this.
See you next week. Merry Christmas.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.